This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Holly Fox in Bonn. The Libyan rebel uprising against Muammar Gaddafi has reached Tripoli, with explosions and gunfire heard across the capital on Sunday. Rebels say that the revolt, dubbed Operation Mermaid, is close to ending Gaddafi's 42-year rule. They claim to have seized three outlying towns near Tripoli and to be advancing from the west and south. But Gaddafi remains defiant, describing the rebels as traitors and rats in an audio message. In an interview with German public television, Chancellor Angela Merkel has urged the Libyan leader to step down as quickly as possible to avoid further bloodshed. Meanwhile, neighboring Tunisia, which saw its own longtime leader pushed out earlier this year, has recognized the rebels' Transitional National Council as the legitimate representative of the Libyan people. Palestinians fired rockets and mortars at southern Israel on Sunday, while Israel struck back with air raids on the Gaza Strip. It's the fourth day of the latest escalation in the violence between the two sides. So far, 14 Palestinians have been killed and 9 Israelis, 8 of whom were killed in a series of attacks which triggered the ongoing violence. 5 Egyptian police were also killed in Israel's pursuit of the original attackers. The Arab League has condemned Israel's air raids as well as border violations by Israel into Egypt. Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak has expressed regret over the killings, and Israel has sent a delegation led by an unidentified high-ranking envoy to Cairo to investigate the incident. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, who's on a visit to China, has rejected claims that American power is on the wane. In a speech to university students in Sichuan Province's boom city of Chengdu, Biden said the United States would never default on its debt. He said that while China owns 8% of U.S. Treasury bills, Americans themselves owned 69% of Treasury bonds and had what he called an overarching interest to protect their own investment. On Friday, Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao had expressed confidence in the U.S. economy after its recent downgrade by a ratings agency. You're listening to Deutsche Welle Radio News. In Germany, a survey by the pollsters Emnit shows voter support for Chancellor Angela Merkel's Conservative Party, the Christian Democrats or CDU, dropped to 31%. That's its lowest level since November last year, with the opposition Social Democrats close behind with 29%. Their preferred coalition partner, the environmentalist Greens, are at 20%, down from their peak during the Fukushima nuclear disaster of March. With Merkel's current coalition partner, the pro-business FDP Liberals, at 5%, the chancellor could only muster a total of 36%. In contrast, the Social Democrats and Greens would be out front with 49% combined. Germany's next federal parliamentary election is due in 2013. Norway has held a national ceremony of remembrance a month after 77 people were killed in the worst attacks on the country since World War II. Around 6,700 guests attended the event, including members of the Norwegian government parliament and the royal family. Speaking to the mourners, King Harald said that as a father, grandfather, and husband, he could only imagine the emotions and loss experienced by those whose loved ones were killed. The event marks the end of an official mourning period. Last month, right-wing extremist Anders Breivik claimed responsibility for the bombing in Oslo and shooting rampage on the island of Utøya. 7 civilians were killed by a Turkish airstrike in northern Iraq on Sunday, according to an official in the semi-autonomous northern province of Kurdistan. Turkish warplanes have been targeting Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, rebels since Wednesday after a deadly attack by the rebel group against a military unit in southeast Turkey that killed 9 security personnel. For more news and information, be sure to visit our website at dwworld.de. There you can find podcasts of all your favorite Deutsche Welle programs. Holly Fox, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.